Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is me last night after Dwayne Wade's game, beating Dirk Nowitzki, just swaggering.
Happy time?
Out.
Happy time?
Nah, what if I was asleep already?
You don't do the...
Nah. Nah. It was all right. No, I just bashed.
Let me tell you what to do, man.
Oh. Oh, is this love advice?
Oh, boy.
Here we go. He put up his hands. Here we go.
You get in the bed. Right?
Leroy Lover.
First, you pull the covers over you, and then you do a check. See what the wife is wearing. Sometimes that will let you know.
Right, like if it's sweatpants.
Whether it's happy time or not.
Right, like if it's sweatpants.
Well, no, if it's like an overcoat and all that,
right.
Don't try. This is a whole process. It's going to be morning by the time you get, you know, to
right.
that point.
Right.
But if you feel over there and you feel something
a little
silky,
lacy.
Yeah. Little, not even lacy, just light. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Preach on.
Then you roll over a little bit. Snuggle up.
Yep.
You up? Yeah. Continue. Next thing you know, you might get lucky. So, just because your wife is asleep, don't mean that it can happen. You won't know unless you try.
Yeah, but I'm there also with a Heat victory, and that feels pretty good too. So, like, I don't want the momentum to be ruined with rejection. Or just a stonewall snore. That's
rejection.
Not
rejection.
Yeah. Like, right.
Hate that. Right. Like, I've never heard a woman say, my husband rejected me. It's always the other way.
I know.
What's up with that?
Never.
It must mean something to
you
my wife.
You got all these dates. Where's our date?
I even said last night, just as a joke, because I knew she got me nothing. Hey, what'd you give me for Valentine's Day?
Right.
Knowing that she got, she's like, you serious?
Oh, I'm that's like, the other thing.
Like, no, I'm
this
not.
This is like,
the other, that
up north, their sweetest day.
No, that's like a Detroit thing. It doesn't happen everywhere else.
A who? Swedish?
He's been talking about
it's
this for 6 years.
It's not a Detroit thing. It's a north thing.
No,
it's
not.
Minnesota too. Yes, it is.
Not.
What is it?
Sweetest day.
You explain it.
Swedish fish?
Sweetest day. It's basically Valentine's Day in the fall.
For guys?
Oh, wait. Man, what holiday do we have?
By the way.
Father's Day.
This bleeping. Yeah. I need to stand up. I'm pissed off. Did you see this crap yesterday?
No.
We had a new holiday yesterday. Were you aware of it?
No.
Galentine's Day.
Oh, you know what? My sister-in-law had a Galentine's Day.
What's Galentine's Day?
It's girls celebrating girls. So they get crap from their friends and then crap from us today.
Galentine's Day.
They're doubling up.
Yeah.
Galentine's Day is the same as Valentine's Day?
Yeah, they're all ganging up, man. Like, they're coming up with things. It's no. So, like, you ever hear of, like, Friendsgiving?
I got to tell you.
What?
When you said Galentine's Day, I thought something else.
No. People are making up their own holidays. Like, there's a thing around Thanksgiving called Friendsgiving.
Right.
Well, now the ladies have gotten together on Valentine's Day, and they decided we're going to have...
The day before.
Galentine's Day, the 13th.
Galentine's Day.
Yep.
Can't be on the 13th. That's
my
daughter's birthday.
Well, it is.
Well, too bad. It's a thing. Yesterday, all over Instagram, there's loads of girls giving each other presents and kisses and chocolates.
Yeah.
Yep. Girls giving girls gifts. And then guess what?
Why don't y'all sit in a group and have a big giant meeting and say, this is how we're going to hook up our men tomorrow, because they're probably going through hell trying to make us happy.
There is March 14th.
Friday.
You know what March 14th is, right?
Yep.
No.
Friday.
No.
Steak and blank day.
Steak and happy ending is what I call it.
No, well, specifically in a certain.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Perk. Perk has himself a Dolphins column, boys. Want to hear it?
No.
Not really.
Oh, it's a column.
It's February.
Well, yeah, but draft is right around the corner. Yeah. Robbie, you want to hear about the
Yes,
Indians?
I do, because I'm a subscription.
Got somebody here, at
least. He does his minion.
Perkins, colon. And by the way, you can read Chris Perkins on The Athletic Miami. Subscribe now. Dolphins, colon. Or Perkins, colon. Dolphins would be crazy to trade up for a QB in the 2019 draft.
Would be crazy to do it.
Wait, crazy to do it.
Okay, I agree.
He came out with that article yesterday, by the way.
Have I been
after the show? I didn't see it.
No, it was during the show.
Well, I didn't see it.
Question. Have I not been saying this the whole time that everybody's talking about what they're going to do before the draft?
He's a reputable journalist.
Okay, but look, I'm not saying what they're going to do. I'm saying it doesn't make any sense to come out right after the season ends to say this is what we're doing next year without knowing how the draft or free agency is going to play out. It makes no sense. And if you have any questions about your team making the right decisions, them saying something like that is not going to ease your pain.
I mean, it might. Like, Kyler Murray might ease your pain, man. Like,
But the whole time I've been saying, hey, wait a minute. Why don't you wait until you figure out what's going on in this draft before you already determine we're getting ready for next draft? Like, that could very well be the case. It could very well be the case. But I'm going to do all my due diligence in this draft, see what I can get on this draft, let this draft play out, and then determine how I'm going to play the season. I'm not going to determine that before a draft.
Well, I'll tweet out Perks' column so you guys can read it, but I think his overwhelming point is that if a guy falls in their lap, take him.
Sure.
But he wouldn't go chasing any of these quarterbacks because you got a lot. Okay. How many needs, Robbie?
13 needs.
But again, 13 needs. Different
scenario. You can't trade 3 needs for 1.
Because guess what? If they just go into this year, they don't have to tank. All they have to do is say, look, we're not going to spend big money on a free agent, okay? All the players we draft are going to be for the long term. We're not going to reach. We're not going to trade up. If anything, we're going to trade down. That is tanking in football. You understand what I'm saying? So if you know somebody wants Kyler Murray,
right,
and you can get an additional pick, you may like Kyler Murray.
If you get 2 number ones.
But you can take the additional picks. It will put you in a better situation next year where you have more options at that position.
But I think the thing with this is if we're looking at the Dolphins, they're not really in a position where anyone's going to want to trade up to them to give them picks for next year.
The Redskins could trade up.
You don't know. We don't know. Let it play out. Man, this is crazy how the draft works.
You want us to be patient.
No. That's not even being patient. Like, you're making decisions before the next step of building the team has presented itself yet, and that
I think
just being foolish.
That's no fun.
I think the reason that fans are more into tanking is because they look upon next year and they say, if you were to go all the way, if you were to drain this thing to the bottom and you draft Tua, like that's as bona fide as it gets.
Okay.
By the way, we can ask Dan Enos about Tua.
By the way, just throwing this out there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
No judgment.
Okay.
Asterisk. So we're talking about teams that could trade up. The Raiders have 2 additional first-round picks after the Dolphins pick because they have 3 first-round picks
right. This
year. So if the Raiders don't take a quarterback in their 3rd pick overall and they like Kyler Murray, they have a couple of first-round picks at the end of this year's draft.
Mm. Would you take 2 first-rounders?
To go to for
them
for
to move up and get the quarterback they want.
It would be 24 and 27 for 13.
Is that quarterback Kyler Murray?
I don't know.
I trade for the Raiders.
Like, but,
I trade 13 for 24
okay,
27.
So here's what you're
telling
me.
Belichick would do.
Here's what you're telling me. That if Kyler Murray is available.
At 13.
Yeah.
You do not care about next year's draft.
Nope.
At quarterback.
I don't.
Okay.
But let's see. Hey, this is John Gruden. We have 24
and
27.
Tell you, man, I got 2 first round picks here for you.
It's a horrible.
Laying in wait.
Oh, wait. Because it sounds like horrible. John Gruden just left the country.
That was a horrible Gruden.
Nah, it's spot on, man.
No.
Better than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Hey, somebody said Murray is a better playmaker and pocket passer than Tua. I think.
Plus, he's not lefty.
Here's what I would say about Tua. Sometimes we look at the success of the team and overlook how good the player is. Happens a lot in Alabama.
Well, I think the other thing you have to be excited about, because Alabama isn't typically the place that produces good quarterbacks, Oklahoma just did.
right,
with a guy who put up similar numbers. Right. I grant you he's a little shorter. A little shorter.
I mean, but not too much shorter. But the interesting thing about, they put up a stat on ESPN yesterday that said that Kyler Murray completed more passes out of the pocket than Baker Mayfield and Russell Wilson.
I have it just throwing it out there, too, before we hit headlines.
Oh, I can already tell you have to look.
Oh, no.
It's
look at Buckle up. And then he did the thing with his finger in his teeth.
Buckle up. Yeah.
I really don't want you to get mad at me.
Your tells are so hard.
I really don't want to. I don't want you to get mad at me.
Robbie, we're not going to judge.
Okay, you can't judge me. I'm just throwing this out there.
If it starts getting bad, go to break.
Everybody.
We can't go to break.
Everybody is worried about Kyler's height. With all of today's technology and sporting equipment, is it possible? Don't leave. Is it possible to develop some kind of quarterback high heel to up the height?
You think that's going to matter?
Like sort of padding, like a Dr. Scholl's, like to make your heel higher?
Why not?
Is that legal?
Why isn't it? It's not illegal.
But you understand.
Extra big cleats?
It's not the tall part that people are scared of.
I think it is.
It's his slightness.
I think it's height.
No.
He
played behind almost an NFL offensive line last year.
I know. He had
no batted balls. Yet Brock Osweiler is 6'8" and got a ball batted down every game.
I'm with you, but I feel like people are worried about his height. They're worried about the height, not the slight.
No, they're worried about the slight, not the height. I'm telling you.
Disagree.
195 pounds?
Lamar Jackson is slight.
Lamar Jackson is over 200 pounds.
He's like 210, 213.
Right. No, I'm telling you, it's not. You think about being 195 pounds getting hit in the back by J.J. Watt.
Yeah, but the rules, like you're not even supposed to hit these guys
anymore.
You're not
supposed to, but if there's a sack available.
It's not Pat White days. Hey, this guy's so much better than Pat White.
They tell Ndamukong Suh that every week. Does it stop him from slinging a quarterback around like a rag doll?
So you don't think that quarterback
high heels.
The height
is not the problem.
But what do you think about my idea?
He's still 195 pounds.
Okay, that's not my question. What do you think about my idea?
I can't judge you because you said just throwing it out there.
But I still need your opinion. You can't judge me, but you can give your opinion on my idea.
I want to punch you in the neck. How's that?
Can we do headlines now?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I mean, they made pads smaller. Wait, why can't they have a football high heel?
They made a special helmet for Jay Feeler's ears. They can't make them boots for your quarterback.
That is, of course, brought to you on the accidentlawfirm.com text line 67974. We've rebranded.
Cool.
Accidentlawfirm.com. Same company, different website.
It's kind of like Dunkin' and Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunks.
They're just going with dunks.
Dunkies, as we call it.
No, look, it makes me not want to use that even more.
Do you think Dan Enos would like my quarterback high heel idea?
Why don't you ask him?
I don't want him.
Here's the two questions. Tobin has three questions for Dan Enos. One, should quarterbacks be able to wear high heels? Two, what was it like at Jimmy Johnson's house? And three, should there be which turnover chain should be used?
I put that poll out there. By the way, you guys still have a few hours to vote on this. What should the next Hurricanes football turnover chain be? Should they go back to the original U? That's what Beast wants.
Yep.
Should they bring back the Ibis? Which I thought was a lot cooler looking than the original.
No.
Or Jimmy Johnson's face.
What do we got right now?
Right now.
Wait, Leroy, look at the screen because I don't trust him.
I don't lie. You can go see. If you voted, you can see. 49% say back to the original. But in second place, Jimmy Johnson's face, 35%.
No.
I just retweeted that.
No one likes the Ibis. No one wants the Ibis.
It just had bad results. I mean, it's a cool-looking chain, but it's a terrible season.
Yeah, I mean, it really was a cool-looking chain.
Oh, NBA TV showing Game 6 Mavs and Heat 2006 right now. Just throw that on.
Which game?
Game 6, Mavericks, Heat 2006. Oh. Don't mind if I do. Hey, a couple things. Jose Ureña was named the Marlins opening day starter. There you go with that. That interests you?
It does. It's, by the way, I believe it's the first time in a while, maybe 10, 15 years, that the Marlins have had the same opening day starter 2 years in a row.
Wow. Yeah,
they probably figured it could only go up from where it was last year.
That's a valid point. And Adam Silver has supposedly reportedly has been courted to be the commissioner of the NFL by some NFL owners.
It's crazy.
And right now he says he really hasn't given it much thought, but it's out there. It's out there.
It is out there.
It's in the fodder.
NFL owners just throwing it out there?
Just throwing it out there.
How does Roger Goodell feel about that?
Well, Roger Goodell has to know his time is coming to an end soon, right?
Because I thought it was going to come to an end already.
I mean,
did he just sign a new deal?
I mean, there's shirts with noses, and clown noses on.
What do you think contracts mean to them?
Nothing. I mean, there's shirts with noses on Roger Goodell, but you've seen Adam Silver, right? You tell me that guy's not t-shirt material.
Got a pointy head.
It's got a look.
Yeah.
It's got a look.
The Barstool Boys will have fun with that. Anywho, Matt Kuchar. Says he was fair for paying his caddy $5,000 for the win. He was a little ornery in his statement.
Should be.
But evidently there was a deal made beforehand.
I kind of want to go to the next PGA event, and then when Kuchar swings and hits the ball, I'm going to go, Chiefs gay! Does that get me kicked out immediately?
Maybe. There's nothing.
Depends on where you are.
By the way, the guy that yells get in the hole off the tee shot on a par five, that guy's an asshat.
Yeah, I want to be that guy. But I want to yell at every Kuchar hole. I want
Depends
to
Depends on what tournament you're at.
Cheap ass! Go to the Masters and do that. See what happens.
Oh.
What if
Let me tell you.
You'll be taken out by a SWAT team.
It's Kuchar goes, El Tucan!
Somebody said Kyler weighed 205 this week, not 195. Okay.
Probably had 5 slices of pizza.
And we got the strip malls down here.
It's 5'8". Being swole is not
That's not fair. We keep doing that. We keep making them shorter.
Okay, 5'10".
I need a
5'10".
What is his height?
It's Chris likes.
It's 5'8".
We need an agreed upon height with Kyler Murray.
Even if he's 5'10", okay? Like, yeah, man.
The cardinal rule is under 6 feet is not going to make it.
There's a few quarterbacks.
I know that. I know.
Why is everybody overlooking Doug Flutie? He was okay.
Played most of his career in Canada.
Drop kick. Get the hell out of here.
I love Doug Flutie.
He got Buffalo in the playoffs.
I love Doug Flutie until he beat Miami, and then I stopped loving him. Yeah. Anywho, 7 o'clock tonight, Calgary takes on the Panthers at the BB&T Center.
Yeah, the Panthers are going to have a moment of silence before the game.
That is correct.
We are going to honor the moment of silence coming up at 3 o'clock today. It is the one-year anniversary of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and Governor DeSantis has asked for a 3 o'clock moment of silence, so we will partake.
Yep. Yeah, pretty sad. I'm sure it'll be emotional tonight at the BB&T Center. Remember, a ton of the Panthers live in Parkland.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Luongo speech. It was great. They were out on the road when it happened.
But a lot of them were, like, calling about their kids and, you know, because they're in Parkland schools and what have you. So, emotional night at the BB&T Center. Get out there if you can to help with that memory. And those are your headlines.
Will we get back 15 minutes of heat?
Hopefully you get your mind right, because that nonsense.
What?
Come on, man.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. They can shrink your shoulder pads from what you had to what they have today.
It's just technology. That's it. That's
right,
science.
So you're telling me the technology can't come up with a, I don't want to call it a high heel.
Platform shoe?
A platform shoe. Thank you, Beast. A platform shoe for your quarterback where height is not an issue.
What is it going to matter?
I dare you. Like,
see?
Hey, Dan.
He's never had. Wait. You understand? I just told you. 91% of his passes came from out of the pocket.
You also made him 5'8", which is not fair.
Who cares if a majority of his passes have come from within the pocket?
Do you think that anybody would question Kyler Murray if he was 6'2", or 6'3"?
He'd be the number one pick in the draft.
Of course.
Then that's how it works.
So if I had a shoe,
Look at the league, okay? For the same reason why nobody recruited Ed Reed. Think about that.
They were wrong.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm...
But if I make you an organization and you're a new GM and you have to get it right, are you drafting an exception?
Yes.
Why?
You asked.
Bye.
You asked.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise!
15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. And by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game. With four South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more info. The Heat wrapped up their road trip with a win over the Dallas Mavericks last night. Of course, there was a lot of attention being paid to the rivalry between Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, as the two superstars seem like they are both hanging it up after this year. Dirk, I don't think it has officially said that he is, but Dwayne certainly is.
His body is telling him we hanging it up after the season. He might not make it to the end of the season. Did you see him running?
I think he played more than he normally does. I don't think he averages that many minutes.
Oh. He only played 16 minutes?
That's a lot for him.
I stand by what I say.
But by the way, I hate leaving you in this room by yourself.
Why?
Because then I come back and look at the text machine.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at your interaction with the text.
I had one answer.
I have to look.
So, if you guys are just tuning in, I'm trying to put at ease the Kyler Murray concerns about his height. And I say that, why doesn't Nike make some type of a cleat that ups your height on the football field where it is not a problem? It seems like they've been able to do it with every other piece of equipment. Why not this? And so what is the text that you are bringing to light, Leroy?
They go, what's wrong with Tobin? He wants him to wear a platform shoe. Platform means heavy, you dumbass. He can't run. Now he's useless.
And what did I respond?
Tobin, you want him to give Murray Frankenstein cleats. To which you reply, you're telling me Nike can't figure it out?
Yeah. You're telling me they can't figure it out? They make the dry fit shirt. They got all kinds of technology. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. Now, last night, Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, they both came in at the same time. These Mavericks fans, they didn't have the stamina to boo Dwayne Wade the entire game. They ran out of gas after the first quarter.
No, that's not why they ran out of gas.
It's why they ran
out of gas. Look, most fans run out of gas because you're getting your butt kicked.
They're like, oh, man, he's so good. Why does he always kick our ass?
And why is Dirk so bad?
Fade away. Dwayne Wade, runner. Dwayne Wade, alley-oop from James Johnson.
No.
Alley-oop from James Johnson.
That wasn't alley-oop. That was just a pass.
Oop from James Johnson.
Step back three over Dirk.
Doing it all. They did exchange jerseys. They, you know, very classy, the two finals rivals.
Which I told you was going to happen.
Although this Dirk, I think, is being a bit of a phony. I just got to be honest with you. But here's Dwayne Wade afterwards. He's with Jason Jackson on exchanging jerseys with Dirk.
8 years ago, I don't know if anybody would imagine you have that 44 Mavs jersey on your shoulder. But as you noted before the game tonight, that's behind you all. And now it's about really the memories of the ambassadorship, is it not?
Well, this is 41, but we won't talk about it. It is, man. You know, Dirk has been unbelievable for our game. I hope I added something to this game. I got so much respect for the player that he is, and what his career has stood for. So I'm appreciative of this jersey. I'm thankful for it. You know, as he said and I said, you know, thankful for pushing me to want more. You know, playing each other twice in the finals, you know, each one of us getting one, you know, we definitely pushed each other. So I appreciate it.
So Wade, classy as he has been. I think after the game he said it was one of his best jersey exchanges that he's had. Let's go to Dirk. Who, you know, I just wish you could stop throwing the whole thing out. You know, by the
Why
way, we didn't have
so
a good relationship.
Nitpicky?
Because.
Look.
Team Petty, bro.
I'm going to say this, right? Every day you say you're not Team Petty anymore.
No.
With LeBron. With LeBron.
There's always qualifiers.
Yeah, I'm not, because that's where my papalship came from. I was the Pope under
papalship.
Yeah. You got to be rooting for LeBron on Sunday.
Didn't he pitch for the Red Sox?
That's Papal Bond.
Oh,
who are they playing on Sunday?
What is the All Star game? Dwayne Wade's on Team LeBron.
I'm Team LeBron.
Are we on IG Live?
Yeah, 100%. I'm Team LeBron. Yeah,
you just start recording.
Yeah,
you don't even freaking tell us.
We're showmen. Oh. I'm not on the tickets.
Just knocked down.
I wish you guys would stop doing that.
But you keep bumping your big nose into the mic and it shakes the whole table.
What do you stop?
Anyway, here's Dirk Nowitzki after the game.
How cool was that jersey exchange between you and Wade, Dirk? Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time coming, you know, obviously knowing that he's been doing that. You know, it's I'll cherish that jersey, obviously, knowing great competition we've had for such a long time.
He's so like tired and old. Great, he
great
can't
player,
even talk.
One of the greatest guards we've had in our league. And you know, like I said, there were some rough, rocky times in our relationship after 06. You know, both ways. And there was some stuff said that both
said
didn't like.
Fixed.
But you know, at the end of the day, we're both competitors. And, you know, you don't love most of your competition, but we're in this together. We're all family. And I'm happy for him. He had a heck of a career.
You both kind of turned back the clock tonight. You got 22 and you got 12.
He was great. He seemed comfortable and made his first couple shots. And then, you know, he was an attack. He made runners, made a three. So he was great tonight. I had some good looks. It was frustrating there for me. I had some great looks at threes. And, you know, started off okay. And then just couldn't make another shot.
And when that guy says you turn back the clock, he means a grandfather clock, right?
Like, I mean,
it's like, what clock are they turning back?
That's a great looks at an air ball.
Yeah, it had some great looks. First of all, you're 7 foot. Everything's a great look. There's no such thing as not a great look. That's kind of like your calling card. I mean, you got those stilts under you. It just ain't the same. Now.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you going to get upset with?
Tobin is a genius.
Oh,
that type of open-minded ingenuity is what will propel the sport. Dolphins can fund the prototype after we draft Murray so other teams won't know.
Imagine how many good quarterbacks there are going to be now that that height isn't an issue.
All I have to say is, before, I only thought there was one idiot amongst us. This text proves there's more.
Point for Texter.
No, did they? No!
Point for Texter!
I was saying, look at these cards because the birthday is wrong.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was because of your
mustache.
They're worth a little bit extra.
Speaking of threes, did you see all these quotes that Eric Spoelstra had to say about our boy Strokinson?
Is he coming?
Listen to this. This is exciting. Eric Spoelstra. I have watched his highlights quite a bit. He's really developed now as a movement catch and shoot guy, not just a spot up shooter. He came into our program as a spot up 3-point shooter, but now he's really become dynamic on the catch and shoots, running full speed, creating havoc, Leroy, making people overreact. And to his credit, and that's a credit to his dedication, he puts in a lot of time. We felt that he is a Miami Heat type guy. He's also developed other part of his game as well. Now, I know what you're going to say, smart guy.
What about his defense?
Ha-ha. He has quotes on that, too. By the way, this is from Barry Jackson's Sports Buzzin' blog. Top-notch blog. He says, quote, defense is something we spend quite a bit of time on. The economy and the efficiency of using a dribble when people overreact to the three. He's gotten better at that as well.
Not him adjusting to defense, him playing defense.
No, that's not how I read that. You're interpreting it wrong.
When Duncan, he says dribbling when people come out to guard the three,
listen to this.
That has nothing to do with defense.
Listen to this.
Goodness.
You want to have a stroke party for Duncan Strokinson.
Hey now.
Listen to this.
Valentine's Day.
Strokinson says he's been watching a lot of tape on J.J. Redick, Joe Ingles, Klay Thompson. In the G League right now, he is averaging just under 21 points, 4.2 rebounds, 2.8 assists, while shooting 51% from the field and 48% from three-point land. His 4.6 three-pointers per game lead that league.
Are you ready? Tobin is a genius.
Oh, jeez.
I bet the first guy who invented face masks was seen as crazy, too.
He's right.
No, the guy who invented face masks probably had just got his teeth knocked out.
So that's what I'm saying. You guys are seeing a problem. I'm looking for solutions.
So, I don't see a problem with his size. They have proof that he can throw the ball from the pocket.
Okay.
And we just had Brock Osweiler, who's one of the tallest quarterbacks in the league, get a ball batted all the time.
But what if we had a shoe that could make him 6'3"?
Well, what about this?
Then there would be no doubt.
So a texter comes in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 67974.
I barely could say the other one. Now you want me to say that?
Accidentlawfirm.com text line, yeah.
Okay.
Why not just George Jetson jet boots?
Well, then I feel like you got to give them to everybody.
And then let me ask you a question. You know, when you have a shoe like that on,
right,
that puts more pressure on your ankles and your knees.
Just tape them.
Nike will figure it out. Rick Barry invented like an ankle breaking proof shoe.
That is true.
That's Rick Barry, Kane's legend.
But okay, let me explain to you what happens.
Also invented the granny style free throw.
Your ankle doesn't break, but it puts more pressure on your knee. Just telling you, that's the reality of it.
Now they can figure it out. Trial and error. You have a couple guinea pigs.
Clearly, you've never run before.
Couple guinea pigs, Leroy.
What about that's what science is.
What about a full-length boot that goes up to the
knee? Let me ask you this. Do you think they always had cleats? I bet you they didn't.
And then you could go take advantage of that free lunch at the Cheetah.
What were the first?
With your boot.
What were the
that
first?
That goes past the knee.
What were the first basketball shoes?
Chuck Taylors?
Yeah. They had no support.
No support. Look at them now.
A bunch of white guys and nobody was really jumping.
I know, so they had to find a
Did
solution.
Did you see him dribbling in the black and white?
Listen, I will agree with Tobin. These things evolve.
Thank you.
There's evolution.
Thank you.
I mean, now the guys are wearing the tape. They got stuff going on in their arms.
Yep. Was that physio tape?
The compression.
What's it called?
All the compression shirts
they got going. Remember the visor?
Yeah.
The visor.
Yeah, I mean, they got all
they
sorts
still
of
wear
stuff.
The visor.
I mean, they got all sorts of stuff going on now. This may be the next evolution of the sport. It may be.
I can't wait to ask Dan Enos about this.
First question out of the box.
You know what's worse
Dan,
than
so
one
happy
clown?
To have you on.
Two clowns.
You wouldn't have liked a shoe that would have made you a little taller?
No. I don't want to be taller. That's more stuff to hit.
Yeah, but what if it gave you an advantage jumping over the pile?
That's your jumping ability. It has nothing to do with how... Have you ever done anything athletic in your life?
He was a catcher, he told me.
No! Remember we saw him? We saw you do something athletic. You tried to chase the iguana at the company picnic.
That didn't work out well.
Well, dude, that's
not
fair.
Oh, I will
not,
say this.
That's not fair.
You wakeboarded longer than any of us.
Well, yeah, but the iguana gets like super strength when it's in the sun. It's
everyone
like Superman.
Wakeboarded longer than you.
No.
Oh,
that's
no,
what
no.
I forgot.
We had people throwing up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Notice they haven't invited us back to that place.
No, wait. Robbie almost killed the boss.
That was in a different place.
Yeah, that too. We ruin things.
No, we don't.
How about springs and shoes?
I like that too. Like Inspector Gadget.
The ground is not firm enough.
Why do you keep trying to be a naysayer?
Hold on.
Oh, are we a realist?
Look at this straight. They changed the ground.
No.
Like it used
still
to be
soft.
No.
Soft.
Boxed in. It used to be on that Veterans Stadium concrete turf.
Oh right. Yeah.
And that now, ended my of its career.
And now? Next turf. Buxton.
Next turf?
Yep.
It's soft.
It is now. It used to not be like that.
Okay, but we're progressing. We don't use that anymore.
The next turf.
Exactly. You use the word progressing. So why can we not progress the height of the shoe? Thus making our quarterbacks taller.
And breaking ankles and knees.
No. No.
Okay. You can't.
You're living in a world where you think we're not going to solve all this
stuff. No. The reality.
We're going to hire a lot of guinea pigs.
Just the reality of it is.
Actual guinea pigs or
yes.
people?
Oh, obviously. No, the animal.
Yeah, because the guinea pigs and Kyler Murray are about the same height. So it should work out great.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
Welcome back, guys. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on The Ticket. You can text the show on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. Texter writes in, Tobin says he was a catcher. That's always where they put the fat on athletic kids. He was a fat kid from Sandlot. Joke's on you, sir. Everybody knows the fat kid was the best at Little League. Everybody knows that. That's science. It's science. Power
it
develops. Everybody wanted the fat kid in Little League. If you didn't have a fat kid, your team wasn't bleep in Little League.
Wait a minute.
That's true. I mean,
it's true.
If you watch the Little League World Series, always the fat guy's a superstar.
Of course. Dude, it is science. Until it reaches those 90-foot bases, fat kids ruled baseball. That's just how it rolls.
I batted cleanup in my camp. I batted cleanup in my camp league for that reason.
Anytime I come into a conversation and I hear Tobin or Robbie say it's science, it couldn't be farther from the truth.
No, man. Tell me in Little League, there's not always a fat kid balling out. Little League.
Oh,
yeah. Little League.
Yeah.
That's science.
I know. I even know the guy's name when I was in Little League. Dave DeHerrite.
You're telling me
he was a big boy.
Dude, every.
And why do you always put the fat kid at first base?
That was the text I was reading in.
I played third.
They said that they put Tobin at catcher because he was the fat kid at Little League. I said, yes, because the fat kid balled out in Little League.
That's true.
That's really? How it rolled.
I know.
You want to know what 9/10 of it is in Little League? Don't allow pass balls. They don't care how hard you could throw. They don't care about anything. You just, because you had all these bogus runs going by these passed balls and wild pitches, Robbie.
And not to mention, in Little Leagues, you're not allowed, there's certain rules against stealing. You're not allowed to go until the ball's in the catcher's mitt.
Right. Yep.
So you don't have to worry about gunning guys out at second base.
That's when athleticism was king.
I knew something was crazy when every time the inning ended, we had to help our catcher up.
I played catcher for a while. I played third base and catcher.
Oh, you could just play catcher standing up.
Now you want to know the worst? Here's where you're the worst. If you're the catcher in slow pitch softball.
Oh,
yeah.
Then you're the worst.
Correct.
They're just sticking you there. They don't want you to field. They don't want you to do anything.
Oh, I used to play in the softball league in the offseason.
Right.
So, I just used for a reason, go to the park. I'd do some workout and then play in the softball league. And so they're like, hey, you want to play catcher? I'm like, yeah, catcher, you ain't going to get in no trouble. I don't want to hurt nothing, crazy stuff like that. Dude, right in the grill.
Oh.
Foul tip.
Oh. You haven't had a lot of luck with that that mouth.
Yeah.
Huh?
In sports.
No.
Oh. Get your lip torn up.
Oh, yeah, that was the worst.
And then took one right in the kisser.
Yeah. Broke my jaw.
Worst place to for me. I hate getting hit right there in the soft spot of a knee. You get the deer leg while you're walking down. Oh my god!
Did you have to recreate that first?
Can I just say something?
What?
I'm gonna just throw this out there that from your reenactment of some of your childhood memories of sports, you didn't play sports, dude. The deer leg.
You get hit right in that little corner of the knee. That's like right there.
Yeah, but the guy that was hitting me was 250.
I know. I'm not talking about getting hit. I'm with a baseball.
What, you can't move out of the way? You got a glove.
No, man. I was at the plate.
You know what I've never done?
What's that?
As long as I play baseball, never foul tipped a ball off my foot.
Yeah, no.
I once destroyed the rules of science. I once bunted a ball into my junk.
Wait. That's a
foul
tip.
How's that even? It's possible, yeah. He bounces straight off the plate and it goes right. Weird direction back.
Yeah.
How about this?
Science.
One Little League game, speaking of breaking the rules of science, one of our pitchers, David Himmelstein, who was one of my good friends growing up, tried to throw some sort of off-speed pitch or do something weird with the ball, threw it over the backstop as a pitch. Over the backstop.
I'm telling you what, though. There's two guys that you had on your team. You always had the fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the tiny, tiny,
oh,
tiny
kid.
Guy.
Yep.
The little kid.
Yep. We had one of those. He played shortstop. I played third. We both went for a fly ball. How do you think that ended up?
You made it there?
Oh, I was there. And he was there at the same time.
I would like to see.
He was there at the same time. He ended up 5 feet below the ground.
I would like to see how that went. I played on me and
Ward. You want to know how it went?
Me and Ward. Me and Ward. And Palu, my buddy, who we'll see in Dallas, we all played on the same All-Star team.
You know the video Tobin sent us of that offensive lineman playing basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it went when that little shortstop tried to get the ball that I was going after.
Oh, my
God. Just got plowed over.
Then you know what else you had on your little league team? The over-exuberant kid.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Who was all hyper.
All jacked up a Mountain Dew chip.
You know, the kid in basketball puts his hands on the floor because he saw it on TV. And he's like, not that good. And the parent.
Oh, the parents.
The parents. Oh. I would coach a little league if it weren't for parents.
Oh, my God. We put Zach in little league 1 year. He wanted to play baseball. And, like, I these parents are out of control.
Dude, there was this one time when I first moved down here, and I was playing on the Diamondbacks. It was Chicken Soup for the Soul Diamondbacks. That was our sponsor. Yeah. Anyway, there was this umpire named Elvis. Sideburns. And I mean, he was having a rough night at the plate.
He was all shook up.
Just
wait, it's like
take your point.
Give you
point for Robbie.
I mean, this guy was having a rough night calling the and he had a parent come after him with a baseball bat. It was wild.
What?
I was like, whoa.
Like running after him?
Yeah. It was crazy. They had to, like, coaches holding the guy back. It was fantastic. What a day.
Oh.
What?
Good old days at Deerfield Beach Little League.
Oh, I can't imagine.
All shook up.
See, New Orleans is different because you play with the same kids in every sport.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't have, like in Sunrise, there's 12 teams just in Sunrise. We had 12 teams in the city of New Orleans.
Right.
So you played every sport with the same kids. It was crazy.
Oh,
hey,
man.
You guys want king cake?
What is that?
Oh, you don't know king cake?
The New Orleans cake? With the creepy baby?
Yeah.
No. Because that baby is scary.
Okay, well, don't eat the baby.
Yeah.
No, I can't eat anything that has that as a mascot.
It's not a mascot.
Okay, listen.
Yes, it is.
Like good luck to get the baby and you're a piece of cake.
Yeah, it is good luck.
That's good luck?
Yes.
If that's good luck, I don't want good luck. I'd rather have bad luck than that baby.
Then you know what? You won't touch it.
That thing is scary, man.
It's got beads on it.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, it's just a little baby.
My
what?
My aunt that's...
I don't think you guys know what the Pelicans have walking around their arena.
My aunt lives in the Garden District. She used to send me king cake all the time.
I got to get it.
You try this like you had some...
I used to get one every year.
It is terrifying.
What is...
Yeah.
No, that's a giant fake one.
That is the mascot they have roaming around the Pelicans arena. That's why Anthony Davis is leaving.
Because it's Mardi Gras season.
You idiot. That's not why Anthony Davis is leaving.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let him have his moment. Just let him do his thing.
No, it's... Where do you come up with this stuff?
Dude, you have not... What are you talking about? By the way, that thing is getting sued right now.
Why?
Because some people in a movie think that they stole the intellectual property of Baby Cakes the Baby. But it's horrifying. Like, dude, you don't want...
Is that more horrifying than that Philadelphia mascot?
Gritty?
Grammy? Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. What are you talking about?
I think it's a you thing.
I gotta get the full scale so you guys get the true appreciation of how freakish this baby is, because you guys are speaking out of turn right now. They're not good at mascots with the Pelicans. Here it is. Look at this thing. Look at that thing. That is terrifying.
Not to people in New Orleans.
For the people in New Orleans, that's normal.
King cake baby.
Kind of looks like King Kong Bundy.
It looks like King Kong. If that thing came into the studio, I'm taking it down.
Do you have a fear?
I'm going to grab that Gary Sheffield bat.
Do you have?
And I'm bashing its head in.
Are you like scared of clowns and stuff?
No, I don't like that thing. I don't like it.
Why? It's just a baby.
Look at it.
It's fine.
Look at it.
It's fine.
It haunts your soul.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It's in cake. When I think of that baby, I think of cake.
All right. All right. Yeah. First of all, you know about babies?
Yes.
They're horrible.
No, they're great. They're perfect.
They're horrible.
They're perfect.
Psychotic little things.
Well, no, that's... No.
What kind you want, beast?
Imagine a giant one.
I don't care. I'm not going to eat that much. I just like the idea of it. Listen. Just because your kid is a nightmare on wheels doesn't mean the rest of us have bad thoughts of babies. Just because your kid came out of the womb throwing things and wrestling doesn't mean that we have bad thoughts of babies.
New Canes offensive coordinator Dan Enos is going to join us next
hour.
I'm excited about that. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.